takes about 10-15 minutes a month just to log into the account and make sure all is good. You don't need to refresh the creative. You don't have to do fancy targeting. You don't have to understand Facebook advertising. And you're not spending the money, by the way. It's the client's money. And they give you $500 a month to do that.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? How's it going? This is Anik Singhal, your favorite person in the whole wide world. We know it, right? Well, I'm bringing to you today an episode that I think is going to knock your socks off. It's very, very unique. All right. This is one of those why didn't I think of it moments that I had when I met this individual. And it couldn't be more timely. It is needed right now. So imagine you being able to promote a service that truly is going to help local businesses. And we know that during this time, especially, local businesses need help. They need leads. They need business. We can help do that at a very nominal cost to the business and a very profitable business for you. So today's episode is how to make $3,000 a month helping save local businesses during this time. All right, we've got an amazing guest who's... It really is super innovative. Like when you listen to this, I'm telling you, it's one of the more innovative strategies we've ever been able to host here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. But before I get started with that, listen, click subscribe. If you're on YouTube right now, come on, click subscribe, leave a comment, click the thumbs up icon, click the bell icon, call your grandma, tell her to watch this episode. Everybody must watch it. All right. Also, go to onikpodcast.com. If you listen to us on iTunes or any other platform, make sure you click subscribe. Make sure you leave us a great review. We've been kind of in that top 100 range. I'm getting irritated about it. I don't like to stabilize somewhere. So we're going to do something soon here at The Fighting Entrepreneur because it is time that we took off. I need to be in that top 20. Let's go. Come on. As a family, as a community, Learn Nation, let's make it happen. Last but not least, learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. This whole episode, this whole podcast, everything is brought to you by Learn. We have almost 500,000 entrepreneurs sitting in one place right now, ready to change the world. You get to either be a part of that. It's free. L-U-R-N, create an account, L-U-R-N.com. Or you could sit on the sidelines and watch us move right by you while we change the world. So come on, join the revolution. Come to learn.com and be a part of the community of entrepreneurs learning, growing, and facilitating relationships together. Now, without further ado, the next individual I'm about to bring to you is someone who, when you look at him, you don't immediately say that his upbringing or background should have made him into a very successful entrepreneur. I mean, he was all about, he was an athlete. Right? Division One, played at Clemson. He was all about sports, which actually I find probably has a lot to do with his success. There was probably a lot of mindset and a lot of training and discipline he attained there. He tried the whole job thing, didn't work out for him. And then he started doing things. He started working with local businesses. He started doing things very different. Now, he's one of those that I don't know why, but he didn't really decide. He decided not to do what everyone else is doing. He decided to go do his own thing, figure things out, which I'm grateful for because it allows us to have this episode today. I met him we're getting in on just about a year ago. Now, I knew of him before that. We had actually spoken on the phone. So a couple years ago, I remember I was doing some research and I wanted to learn to do more to help local businesses. We were thinking of like, how can we create training programs for local businesses to do, you'd be surprised. Local businesses, when it comes to the internet and online marketing, it's amazing how little they know. Talk about a deer in headlights. And so I thought there's a huge opportunity there for Learn to serve and to build a business. So I went on this journey looking for like, who in the online marketing world knows this local marketing space? And of course, our guest, Jason Bell, his name came up again and again. We got on the phone. And when we were on the phone, he explained to me what he'll share today. And on the first overview of it, I'll be honest with you, the first time he explained it, I was like, huh? It just felt weird. And then, so that was my short-sightedness. And then many months later, we met physically at the Learn Center during a WebinarCon event. This is like 6 days before the pandemic shutdown, by the way. And we spoke I heard what he does. I listened to his strategy and I thought, oh my God, that's freaking brilliant. So as I introduce him, I just want you guys to know you're about to get something very unique. Have something to take notes with. do take action on this. It's just one of those opportunities that comes once in a lifetime. And it costs very little to engage in this type of business, but you can truly make an impact in your community and make a ton of money. $3,000 a month is what I said. You can actually make 30 just as easily. But we want to share with you how easy it is to make the 3,000, right? So great part-time income with very little time invested on your part, helping businesses that desperately need it. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to bring him on. I think that you guys are going to get a ton out of it. I'll just ask this question, and this should get you, this should pique your interest for this episode. How many of you that are listening have a birthday? That's a trick question because everyone has a birthday, right? Well, if you have a birthday, this is relevant. This is where you're going to have your aha moment. So without further ado, help me welcome our guest for the episode, Mr. Jason Bell. Jason, thanks so much for being here, man.
Hey, glad to be here, Anik. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm sorry it's taken us this long to put this together. I think your information needs to come out to the world, and I'm excited that we could do it today. I'll just start, Jason, with our oath. We have an oath of the fighting entrepreneur. We always make our fighting entrepreneur's take. So if you don't mind repeating after me with your hand right hand raised, I, Jason Bell.
I, Jason Bell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal these cool birthday secrets.
And reveal these cool birthday secrets and more.
Right. And more. Awesome. Love it. Man, so, Jason, I want to cut right into it. So far, everyone's listening and thinking, what are they talking about? We got an environment with local businesses right now. I kind of teased it with the fact that who has a birthday. So I'm going to cut right to the chase. Can you explain this model at a 40,000 foot overview, and then we'll pull it apart over the rest of the episode?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think about just getting attention for a local business, most businesses right now, especially during this time, they need more customers. So there's so many different types of marketing that you can do. And a lot of those types of marketing are coupon marketing. So when you look at just the aspect of birthday marketing in itself, it's been around forever. But what you typically see is this old school version of it, where you may have a postcard or some type of, you know, physical mail that comes in, you know, in your inbox, in your mailbox. But rarely do you see it online. So what we've been able to do is we've been able to figure out how to target people who are celebrating a birthday locally in your town, and we're able to drive customers into a business. But the reason why it works so well is just like you alluded to, that everyone has a birthday. And when you talk about birthday marketing, in a sense, just from a birthday standpoint, people take their birthday serious. People love to celebrate. People spend irrationally on birthdays. And from a business standpoint, it is the perfect opportunity to cultivate a relationship and build a memorable experience. And that's why birthday marketing has been around for so long, but we pioneered doing it digitally, doing it online. So we combined the aspect of Facebook and online marketing to target people who are celebrating their birthday. And we built a whole system around it to consistently drive more people into their business.
Okay, so I love it, but I think you were super humble in how you described it. Guys, I'm gonna do it for Jason, because this is the part that excites me. So imagine this, during someone's, so everyone has a birthday. On Facebook, there is one little hack that allows you to show ads to people whose birthday is coming up, all right? And so imagine a local business, a pizzeria or a local barber or whatever, you can set up a little ad for them that just never has to change. Because remember, it's not going to be seen by the same person again and again. It's only seen by them for a little window. So you set the ad up one time, hit go, and then Jason's got this software where people can click the ad and they go straight to this page. It's all done. It's all done for you. And that person instantly becomes a lead for that local business. It's cheap because it's local. It's cheap because it has to do with birthdays. It's viral. Like Jason actually shows, he's shown ads that have just hundreds, if not thousands, of shares and likes and follows. So the entire model serves around you charging someone, a local business, not much, maybe $500 a month, okay, to go in and set up this ad for them that maybe it takes about an hour the first time around, because you got to set the software up, got to set the page up, got to do a few things and connect a few things. After which, takes about 10, 15 minutes a month just to log into the account and make sure all is good. You don't need to refresh the creative. You don't have to do fancy targeting. You don't have to understand Facebook advertising. And you're not spending the money, by the way. It's the client's money. And they give you $500 a month to do that. I've seen this system through and through. And I'm telling you right now, if something were to happen to me tomorrow or my business, without a doubt, I'd be calling Jason, getting that software and doing this exact model because it's too simple. I mean, literally, and then we're going to talk about how you get clients. That's probably where I think Jason blew my mind the most, where it was like how you can actually get someone to give you money to do this. Plus, remember, you don't have to be local. I mean, you can go outside to other states. Like, what's stopping me from helping a business in New York or California just because I'm not there? I can. So really, the whole country is my market. But the brilliance behind this is that it's a set it and forget it. It's recurring income from businesses. You're not selling to consumers. You're selling to businesses, especially right now, ones who need it the most. It's recurring income. So to get $3,000 a month, you're talking six businesses. I mean, I probably have 600 within a drivable range right now from where I sit, if not more. And you need six and you got yourself an amazing part-time income. Jason, did I do it justice? I've been studying your system a lot the last few days. So did I do it justice in the way I described it?
Yeah, you did great. And just to echo off of that, so I've been in masterminds with like Facebook ad experts, right? That they do this at a high level. They spend a lot of money helping clients. And I was almost embarrassed one time when I presented what I do, because they couldn't wrap their mind around the fact that I set up an ad one time and I don't have to touch it. They're asking me about, what about the ad fatigue? What about how do you change a creative? What do you do? And I said, I don't do that. I go in Facebook. There's an option called upcoming birthday. I click that and then I get a nice image up and that's all I do. And the reason why is because every 7 days, you're going to reach, the business reaches new people. So someone is seeing this birthday ad just one time a year for 7 days, and every 7 days it circulates. So I like to say it's the billboard that never sleeps. It literally runs 24 hours a day, 365. And when you think about any type of local advertising that a business is paying for, like there's a short lifespan of that. There's a short lifespan of that coupon ad, right? There's a short lifespan of how long it actually works, maybe 30 to 60 days. And most businesses always want that top of mind awareness. They always want local visibility. And this is the perfect system to do it. And in addition to that, Onik, is I know we'll probably get into this, but this is a smarter way of advertising. Like, give you an example. You may not be able to see this, but so I got this in the mail the other day. Like, these are local coupons, right? These were the most coupons I've ever seen from a Valpak, right? You got Valpak, money mailers, local coupons like that. And the reason why I know that there's so many right now is because businesses are just looking for any and everything that they can possibly do to drive customers in the door. But when you look at these coupons, here's a few issues. The first issue is that the business doesn't know who actually redeemed this coupon, because they're not capturing customer data. If the business wants to remarket to get this person back in the door, there's no way they can do it because they're not capturing data. And every time they want to reach a new customer, guess what? They got to go and advertise again. Whereas what we're doing is a much smarter way of advertising, where we're capturing the customer information and we're delivering one of the highest valued customers to a business, which is a birthday guest. So now not only are we generating leads for the business that they can do ongoing marketing, but we're also delivering an upfront customer and we're also providing ongoing visibility and exposure. So I call our system a very closed loop system, because it just works from start to finish. And this is a system that we've done with franchises. We've been in meetings for a 1600 location pilot test. We've done this with reputable franchises. Like, it works from the big businesses all the way down to the mom and pop, and it just runs and it works like clockwork.
It makes sense. Makes sense. And I'll ask everyone who's listening a question. I asked you a question earlier, which is a trick question, is how many of you have a birthday? Well, let me ask you a second layer of that question. How many of you have ever gone out to a restaurant to eat for your birthday? Or during COVID life, how many of you have ordered in from a restaurant on your birthday? Point being, you've engaged with an outside business. We engage with outside businesses during our birthdays. It's just what we do. For my birthday last year, my plan was I was going to go to iFly which is a little indoor flying thing. I didn't do it yet because of COVID, but I mean, heck, this year, if they hit me up with a coupon, they're going to have my attention big time. They're right down the street from me. I want to make a couple of points right now. First of all, a lot of what we're sharing with you today, a visual of it is super helpful. It's just, it is what it is. I just told you, I spent the last few days really studying Jason's model. And I had promised my wife no new companies this year. I already broke that promise. I'm launching a watch company. So, you know, I don't know if I can launch this business just yet. Probably will though in the next few months. So let me give you a couple of resources. One is that we are going to do an amazing webinar with Jason. Learn it. I told you Learn wanted to get into the business of helping local businesses. We're doing it with in partnership with Jason. So you can attend the webinar at learn.com/local, all lowercase, learn.com/local. And on that, Jason will show case studies, actual examples. You can see what the ads look like, what the flyers look like, what the pages look like, what the software, how it works, like the whole thing. It's really cool. Come check us out, learn.com/local. The second thing is if you're listening to this in your car or wherever driving, Jason's throwing some stuff up on the screen. You can check us out on YouTube. So just go to youtube.com, type in Onyx and all, and you'll find our episode. All right. Okay, what I want to do for this, because I think examples really talk, Jason, we'll use a couple of examples and how we could help and structure, because I think the first thing I want everyone to understand is, yes, it includes Facebook ads. The second thing is you seriously follow, like you click a few buttons and the ad is up. The ad's actually the easiest part of the whole model, and you never really touch it again. You don't have to understand a lot of technical stuff. The part where probably people will say, well, where do I get clients? So we'll talk about that. But first and foremost, let's walk through a fictitious campaign. So it gives us a chance to give everyone an idea of how it works. So my favorite restaurants down the street, Jason, it's a Thai restaurant. I love them. And they know me all too well. I'm sure I could convince them on this. Let me ask you a question. Let's walk through. So let's say today, we'll talk about how to get clients, everyone, in about 5 minutes. But let's just say I've closed this client. They're a Thai restaurant. Can you walk me through step by step what I would do now to get this, you know, to get them up and running?
Absolutely. So the first step is I would go to this owner. Do you know the owner's name?
I actually don't, but yeah.
Okay, that's totally fine. So the first thing you need to do is it's all about the offer. You want a really great offer. That's what makes any birthday campaign work very well. So what we always say is BOGO or no go. BOGO stands for buy one, get one free. So an example would be happy birthday, come in and get a free meal. Just bring someone with you. So we get a great offer. Second step is we need to get a great image for the offer. So you can go to Fiverr, for instance, pay $5 or $10 and basically get a nice image that makes people emotionally feel good because that's the image you're going to see on Facebook when they click. So the ad is essentially going to say, happy birthday, come celebrate with us with a free meal. They're going to click the ad, which is the image, and it's going to lead to a capture page, which is our software. Now, the magic in our software and what we were able to do is we capture a few things, name, email, mobile phone number, and then we also capture a reservation date. But the way we say it is, when do you want to come in? The reason why we do that, we found that if you just have an email that goes out and a coupon, no one has paid anything at this point. Unlike a Groupon voucher, when you pay, you want to go ahead and claim that. So how do we actually get people to come into the door, even though a free thing should be enough? It's not often enough. So what we do is based on when they say, the potential customer says they want to come in, we send reminder follow-up messages to get them to come in, and we send them text messages and emails that basically tell them based on the commitment they made, I want to come in 2 weeks from now or 7 days from now. And those follow-up messages has literally been the glue that has led people to come into the door. And inside of those emails and texts, they're trackable coupons. So we know how much that birthday guest spent in the business, and the business will know how much this birthday campaign has made them. So we have ROI all throughout the software. The reason why that's important is because if you can prove your worth and to know to what degree and how much you're helping a business, they'll pay you longer. So we got a great offer, right? We got a great image. We set it up with the software. It only takes 20 to 30 minutes the first time. After that, you can knock it out in 10, 15 minutes. And then now that we have those elements, we're ready to create our ad. And like you already alluded to, that's the simplest part. We've already done the heavy lifting. So all we do is we hop into Facebook and we click this one targeting option called upcoming birthday. Don't have to be an ad expert to do that. Upcoming birthday. And then our software had our software created a link. You're going to put that link in the Facebook ad. You're going to upload your image. You're done. And that's how you do it.
Okay. So everyone thinking, what? So it really is that simple. And this is why I said I really would want to do this, because first of all, you're going to create an ROI for the client. And you're right. The client's not going to leave you, because why would they? If you're paying me $500 a month and I'm making you $2,000 just every month, it's just happening. And then you stop paying me $500 and you will stop making $2,000. Why would you not? Like, that's the whole story of, you give me a dollar, I give you three. You give me a dollar, I give you three. How many times would you do that transaction with me? It's like an infinite amount of times I would do that with you. Okay, so I'm going to come back now and let's go through this entire, all these steps with a Thai restaurant so that people can kind of visualize it. We'll do both, actually. We'll do a Thai restaurant, and I have a friend, a friend of a friend, but she's close to the family, and she owns a yoga studio. So we'll use her as an example. So a Thai restaurant, you said first go to the owner and get an offer. What are they willing to do? So this Thai restaurant has great sushi. So like, it could be one free roll of sushi. Like, and but you said buy one, get one free. So I like that. Like, bring someone with you so don't show up alone to eat. And most people, 99% of people will take someone with them. So it could be a sushi roll. Is there anything else that for a Thai restaurant would pop out at that you think would work really well?
Yeah. Well, 2 points. First off, I just want to touch on with restaurants, especially, this is what I consider, we call it in our community, FPC, fastest path to cash. And we'll go over that once we get into the client section of how to actually get the client. But with a restaurant, this is amongst their highest valued customer. The recent stat I've seen is that the average American spends over at least $78 per table at a restaurant, and people rarely dine alone on their birthday. So the reason it works so great for restaurants is we average with our clients and even our students' clients, people bring an average of 2 to 4 people with them. So this one birthday guest is bringing in groups with them, which the owners absolutely love. So that's one key benefit of it. But going back to the offer, just something free, like, because they're going to get it back. Like, they're going to get that back. They're creating a memorable experience, and you're accomplishing the quintessential goal that all businesses want. How do I get new customers into my restaurant? How do I get new people into my business? Not the repeat offenders that only come for the deal, but how do you get new people on an ongoing basis? So this one person often leads to groups, but a free offer is usually something really good, like a free meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, perfect. And it sounds to me like restaurants are low hanging. We'll talk about this in the go and how to get client section, which is coming up, everybody. I'm just going to make a note on that. And for all of you right now, like, there's examples of this. We can show you examples of the images he talked about, of what an image looks like, what an ad looks like, the visual. Come to learn.com/local, LURN.com/local. I promise you, you're going to love what you see. And the whole presentation is amazing. All right. Now, if you're watching this and the live has already happened and went by, then the evergreen should be up and running. All right. So we got the offer out of the way. What about a yoga studio? Would it be like one free class? Something to keep it simple.
Yeah, because that's the other thing too. When you look at like a salon or a yoga studio, the heavy lifting's already done for you. They typically already have that lead in offer, but it's just taking what they already do, like a free session, and just putting it online, putting it on Facebook. Like, it's so simple.
Yeah, it's so true. Okay, then you said image. Go to Fiverr. And a lot of, like, my head, the minute you said image, I immediately went to like, oh, I have to get a photographer. I have to get this. But like, no, I just need a picture of a roll of sushi in the Thai restaurant or a picture of someone doing yoga. So this is all stuff that's available, stock photo out there. So you just go to Fiverr and you just, again, ask someone to do it. Now, again, if you want great images, you're probably going to want to show your Fiverr person some samples, which is yet again, another reason to show up to the workshop, because you'll see those. And you could take that to the Fiverr person. All right. And that again is learn.com/local. Now we talked about setting up your software, which I don't think there's any justice we can do to that on this podcast. I think that, again, people just need to come watch how that works. And what's nice is on the workshop, Jason, you do tell people how they can do it without the software. I personally wouldn't even bother trying, in my personal opinion, because it just makes it so much easier. Here's where I do have some questions, though. And I love the how the software does the follow-up and the emails, and it gets all the information. On the create ad, let's talk about that. So you said upload the image, choose upcoming birthdays, maybe write a little text above the image that just says, hey, happy birthday. We want to celebrate with you. Come join us for one free whatever. What targeting do you do above a certain age? Do you prefer men, women over men? Do you do interest, like Thai restaurant? Is there anything you're going to play around with the interest just to get it even more targeted? Or like any boundaries on that ad for the targeting?
All right. So again, like I was embarrassed to share this with the ad experts. Sarah, like, there's no way. We literally, the targeting that we do is we put like a 5 or 10 mile radius around the business, around the restaurant, for instance, the Thai restaurant. And that's all we do. That's it.
So no age, no male, female, no, like, you don't, like, you know, use Thai food as a keyword or interest, like nothing. It's just
nothing.
That's it.
Nothing. And what we'll do once the ad runs for about a month, like, we'll come back. This is the only like messing with it we'll ever do. And we'll just see who's clicking the ad the most. And then if we see, for instance, like women ages 25 through 65 are clicking the ad the most, we'll just rein in the targeting from 18 to 65 to, you know, 25 through 65. And that's it. And that's how we optimize the ad.
Oh, man, I love it. And it doesn't get any simpler than that. I mean, I've been doing Facebook ads now since 2017. I've invested millions, maybe $20 million in Facebook ads. And I can tell you that I've never been able to do it that simple. So that is freaking awesome. I wish it was more complicated. It's like, it really isn't. How many of you watching right now feel like you could just rinse and repeat this? There's a reason I keep saying, if I were to start over right now, this would be high on my list because it just makes sense. I have friends and family that have local businesses. This would be flipping easy for me. Like, I was thinking, one of my friends, he's a financial planner. And in my head, I was thinking, I could totally help him with this. Like, you would probably go a little older age group just so he's getting better people that are clients. But, you know, right around birthday time, you're always kind of doing life introspection. Like, where am I? What do I want to do this year in my life? And like, he could set up free consults, like free financial planning session, you know, worth $300. He's actually really good. And he actually does charge hundreds of dollars per hour. I don't know. I just feel like it could go so many ways. I know another person who does, you know, who sells life insurance. There's just an unlimited number of local businesses that would need this. Heck, you know, I'm already thinking for the Learn Center here. It's like I could give away come work out of the Learn Center for a week for free, you know, and I would just target like entrepreneurs or online digital entrepreneurs within a 10 mile radius of this. And I won't do any other targeting other than that. And that would be a great way to start getting people in the door and getting some leads going. I mean, there's an infinite amount of possibilities, and it costs us like nothing to do that as a business, but you get all these leads coming in. Have you found, like, what's the cost per lead, just roughly across the board? Like, are they cheaper than, like, I pay 10 bucks a lead sometimes in my industry promoting, you know, to entrepreneurship space. Like, what goes on in the local space?
Sometimes you'll see under $1 per lead. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, when I say it literally costs a business between $5 and $10 a day, that's it to advertise, because it's so targeted. You're speaking to people who are already excited about their special days coming up. And then you acknowledge that, like celebrating a birthday this week. That's what we always say in our ad, celebrating a birthday this week. And they're like, well, yes, I am. Right. Yeah. Like it automatically captures attention. Right. Yeah. So the cost per leads are extremely low. It's cheap to do this type of advertising. Even with Facebook costs going up, it's very, very inexpensive. We've never spent more than $10 a day advertising.
Oh, love it, man. Makes perfect sense. So now we're going to move into the how to get your first 6 clients. That's going to be my challenge to Jason. He's going to give you a plan. But I you know, if you want, the only thing left now is you really seeing some of these examples and seeing the software and how it works. And so what I recommend for that is we're doing a workshop. So learn.com/local. All right. Next question, Jason. So in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a challenge. $3,000 a month, $500 a client. That's 6 clients. What's the quickest, hackiest way to get in and get those clients without me having to go door to door knocking? It's not something I want to do. It's cold outside. So,
okay. This is what I call the fastest path to cash, right? And in fact, whoever is listening or watching this, you can go do this right now. All right. So we're going to do two things. We're going to go and approach people who've already said, yes, I want more customers. So what do you mean by that? You see this? These are what used to be trash or maybe you didn't ever use. This is now where you're going to be fishing at. This is your pond. This particular offer here is a BOGO, right? We already talked about this is a perfect ad to run on good old Facebook. Now, what we know about this is with these types of ads here, it costs between $500 to $1,500 a month to advertise in these coupon type services. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to approach these businesses all via email. I have scripts on it. And I'm going, basically, the core of the email is going to say, sending you more customers. I remember the I Love Marketing guys always talked about what a mouse wants more than anything is cheese, right? And what a local business wants more than anything is more customers. So they're paying for this with the hope of crossing their fingers that someone will come in to as a result of this marketing. But we already have alluded to the fact that they don't know who this customer is. They can't build a list. They can't remarket to these people in any way. And there's a short-term lifespan of how long this coupon is effective. We're going to do it smarter. So we're going to give them the ability to get customers on an ongoing basis. We're going to give them the ability to build a list they can remarket to ongoing. We're going to send them their highest value customer that they could possibly get, which is a birthday guest. And we're going to do it much smarter in a way that we can track all their marketing so they truly know their ROI. There's nothing manual. So we have a smarter way, a smarter offer, a smarter approach that the fact that they're already spending money, we say, why don't you just try this with us and just give it a go? And if it works great, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's fantastic too. But based on the case that we're laying out, it's a no-brainer. I've had businesses that they literally feel dumb that they haven't done this before based on other type of marketing they're doing, right? Yeah. So we're going to send this simple email out and we're going to have this case that we're going to talk about. That's how we're going to get in the door. But the FPC is local business, a local restaurant that is already spending money and providing offers. And then we're going to have an email script that goes out and that's how we're going to get appointments. And that's how we land clients. It is so, so simple. And I'll lay it out even more in depth and give you the actual script on the training as well.
Yeah. So there you go. You can get the actual email script on the workshop. So what I love about this, and since we have an international audience, let's spend a little bit more time, a couple more minutes in this area right here. So first and foremost, let me tell you something. The old go knocking down doors, it works. Like, well, I can walk into this Thai restaurant and I can say, hey guys, I have a way to get you a lot more customers every month. Can I talk to someone for 15 minutes? I can walk into 15, 20 restaurants in our local area and do that. And I will get shut down at half of them, maybe 70% of them. And the other 30 will talk to me and half of those will buy. That's just in sales numbers work out, math works out. But everything I just said made half of you go, I have to talk to humans. I don't want to deal with that. Okay, fine. Great. So I'm just saying the standard old school way of just go knock down doors, get in the door and have a very simple offer. It'll clean up. This is one of those things where if you go cold reach, cold contact, you're going to clean up. But let's go even simpler. What Jason just talked about is there's these penny savers, these things that come in the mail. I have a question, Jason, because I haven't checked my mail in like forever and my wife handles all that. But do you have to opt in for those or just like, does everyone just get that package? Like we couldn't opt out of it even if we wanted.
Yeah, they just get it, you know.
Okay, you just get it. So it's in your mail.
Trash, you know?
Yeah. It's in your mail. It's a packet with a bunch of coupons in it. Really, it's just a bunch of these offers in it. Now, that's an American thing. So, if you're not in America, we'll explore what else might be in your area or what else you could do. But the brilliance of this strategy that Jason's talking about is, see, the bigger challenge you're going to have with a local business is convincing them to do marketing at all. So it's not going to be selling your services. It's going to be going to a business that's not used to marketing. Like you may have a dry cleaner, a small dry cleaner down the street that's been there for 35 years. It's just hasn't marketed in ever. And it just has a local business. And when you go down there and try to entice them, it just might be older generation, doesn't care. They're getting close to closing that thing down in a few years. They don't want more customers. Versus someone who spent $500 to insert a physical thing into this massive thing of coupons. Like that person, you already know, whoever's at the head of that, they think marketing, they understand ROI. So you've cut the biggest part of the battle out, which is, hey, you should do marketing. If anything, that person who's doing those flyers probably irks them every day that they're not doing things online, but they have no idea what to do. They don't understand it. They don't want to learn it. They don't have time. And you show up with something very simple, very inexpensive to say, test us out. Well, they're already used to spending money on marketing. So you take those flyers and save them. So we're going to go talk about international customers in a minute. But for those of you who do have these flyers in the mail, Jason, do you just go to the company's website, pull the email address that's at the bottom? Do you dig deeper? Like, how do you get a hold of the person, the decision maker who you would be pitching to?
It's actually pretty simple. So our investigative process will be just going on their Facebook page. Most local businesses, like local, you're going to always find the owner, you know, or the family's family run. So they'll have in the about us, you know, their whole story, how they started the local restaurant 10 years ago. And, you know, because they love cooking food, it's so easy to find this information. So we'll go on their website or their social media and easy.
That's so true. It's not like a big company where there's 17 gatekeepers. I mean, you're going to reach the owner. It's funny. This recently happened. I'm trying to take a class. Anyone who knows me right now knows I'm trying to get my pilot's license. I'm trying to take this ground class to go take the exam. And there's this one class I really want to take, but the dates didn't work for me. So I messaged support expecting zero response and actually heard back from the owner. And he was like, I don't really have, no one's bought the class yet. So I'll just move the dates for you. Like, wow. Cool. I forget sometimes that you can actually support works like that link, that email at the bottom will get you to the people that you need to. But I think I love the Facebook page idea. Like that's brilliant. I'm sure they watch that too, right? Because customers probably reach out to them via the Facebook page as well. So what about international? What about someone who's like, I don't have this Penny Savers thing that comes in my mail. How would you suggest them to find some clients?
So two things. And the other way too is even internationally, there's usually some type of a deal service. Like think of Groupon or Groupon-ish, right? If you think of a service like that, just to give you the simple model of it, they want you to take a product that you normally sell and discount at 50%. And then once you discount at 50%, they're taking between 30 and 50% of that profit. So you're talking about if you have a $20 plate, a $20 entree, then that business may be getting $5 on what would cost $20. And they're not getting a list. They're not building customer data from that. And they have to keep using these services. Now, they have their merit by generating customers. But what it tells you is the business has their hand raised and say, I'm willing to give a lot to get a customer. So that is a good, good candidate. Another type of business also, even if they're not spending money on advertising, are they making an effort? Like you can go on their social media, you can see they have a deal of the week or this is their specials of the day. Do they have offers that they're currently running or currently doing? And that's another way that you can get business. You'll see a lot of businesses that are running specials. Those are good candidates. The lowest, easiest hanging, low hanging fruit is a business that already has a birthday club, but it's internally. Right. But when you think about it, like my birthday's not until June. So I couldn't even capitalize on that deal until June. Whereas we ran the same offer they're doing inside their business, but now we can reach right now customers to drive business in. So those are a few ways that they can get customers pretty quickly.
Oh man, what an incredible, that it's such a cool idea. I love it. There's more to it. There's more details. Guys, we can't go over all of it in this podcast, but I wanted to make sure it got the idea in front of you. And if it's interesting to you, I want to invite you right now to learn.com/local, all lowercase, LURN.com/local. We're going to have an amazing webinar ready to go with lots of examples, case studies. You'll get a full visual of it. You'll get the email script that you can use to acquire these clients. You'll get a full you know, full rundown, and then you'll learn more about the software as well that you can use to run this entire business. It's pretty cool. It's actually really cool. If nothing else, you'll enjoy it a lot. So right now, I want to encourage everyone to go register, save a spot. Like I said, if the live has already passed by, there should be a replay or an evergreen version of it up, so you could still get the content and get the information. Jason, it has been super powerful, man. I love what you've done here. I'm glad that you didn't go with what everyone else is doing and you reinvented the wheel and created something so brilliant. It's exciting. I think it's a tremendous opportunity for students out there to plug in. And hey, you know what? This is what local businesses need more of right now than any time ever. So you really are helping save local businesses and giving them the number one thing they need to survive this current landscape, this current time. And you're using the internet to do it. So here's the thing, with the current pandemic environment, more people are online and local businesses need those people. It's just like the perfect mixture for this. Jason, any closing words to those who are listening?
Yeah, just this is a simple, simple method. If you're someone out here that is really looking to either create some additional income, you know, figure out what you can do to maybe supplement, and you like simple systems, come on to this training. Like, I'm going to lay everything out step by step, and I promise you, you can do this. I promise you, you can do this. So it's going to be a great training, and I'm looking forward to it. So absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I could not agree with you more. Everyone, head on over to that learn.com/local. We'll see you on that. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, remember, click subscribe. Click thumbs up icon. Click the bell icon. Tell everyone you can about this podcast. Learn.com, LURN.com. Join the revolution. onicpodcast.com to binge listen to all of our amazing episodes and to make sure you let other people know. Hit subscribe. Help us get up those rankings. Love you guys. Thank you so much. And as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight. Smile. Push it the heck back. Keep fighting, entrepreneurs. Go out there and make your dreams happen. And let's change the world together. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.